You're listening to Lost in the Sauce, a celebration of hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. From big brands to local entrepreneurs, we review hot sauces based on aroma, texture, and taste before giving it an official flame rating. We'll also learn about each brand as well as share suggestions on what meals would pair well with the sauce. And we're going to do it all under 10 minutes. So let's do what we do and get lost in the sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Welcome to episode 11 of Lost in the Sauce. My name is Fave, and I want to thank you for joining me on this mystical, magical, majestical ride through hot sauce land. And you know, it doesn't matter where you fall on the digital culinarian spectrum, whether you are a foodie or a chef or a blogger or just someone that likes to throw down in the kitchen and let everybody know what it is, I am glad that you are here. Because in addition to loving food, you obviously have a special love for hot sauce. And if you have a particular hot sauce that you would like for me to try and review on the show, please, please, please send it to getlostinthesauce.net/referral and submit your favorite hot sauce brand. And while you're sharing your favorite brand with us, allow us to share our favorite music with you. That's right, you didn't know? We have a world-renowned international DJ slash producer by the name of Todd Kelly, aka The Big Lie, and he has curated a plethora of lo-fi beats just for you on a Spotify playlist. So it's for the free 99, go check it out. Lost in the Beats, Volume 2 is on deck. And you know what else is on deck? This new hot sauce. So come on, let's go and get lost. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I present to you Truff Hot Sauce. Coming live and direct from Huntington Beach, California, Truff Hot Sauce Company is dedicated to providing the pinnacle of heat experience. The dynamic duo of Knicks launched their luxury hot sauce brand from their Instagram account in 2017. Today, the truffle-infused luxury hot sauce is sold worldwide online, as well as Whole Foods, Neiman Marcus, Barney's, and more. I got my truff from Amazon. So yeah, you can't cop this stuff at the thrift store, but it's all good. And while there are a few different versions of truff hot sauce, we went with their hotter sauce that's made with a blend of red chili peppers, jalapenos, black truffles, organic agave nectar, red habanero powder, organic cumin, and coriander. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a cornucopia of flavors channeled into one truff sauce. Let's get into it. We experienced it here on lobster rolls. That's steamed lobster tails slathered in garlic butter, chopped and loaded into a fresh top cut hot dog bun. Butterculture. The lobster meat is typically based in a spicy mayo situation, but in order to make room for the truff, I chose to do a light toss and a tablespoon of light mayo in order to keep it extra clean and not interfering with the truff sauce. So we crack open this very, very sexy bottle of truff, and the first thing we do is give it that aroma. All right, okay, I see it. Truff has a very open aroma that isn't overpowering while being very distinct in terms of the spiciness. I mean, this isn't your garden variety backyard barbecue hot sauce. I can honestly smell every ingredient as if they stepped to my nose individually to introduce themselves. Truff smells luxurious, y'all. And it better for the price. I'm going to talk about that. But anyway, that's the aroma. Now let's get into the texture. We pour the truff and the lobster rolls are waiting for it. And when it hits it, first thing I see is that the truff sauce is hella thickery. It's chunky A, it's well blended, yet it plops onto your food just like it finished some after practice laps around the track. I mean, be careful. Don't wear white. And if you do, make sure you have on your favorite stain remover stick on deck in case things get messy. And this level of thick is destined to get messy. And that's okay. We finally get to the moment of truth, the taste. I got the truff on my lobster roll. I take a bite. Two words. Bougie hot. The heat runs up your palate and sizzles your senses for a moment before fading into a slow simmer that sets the stage for the truffles and the habanero flavors to dance the hot sauce dance for a decent linger of 10 to 15 seconds before you're ready to take another bite. The heat and the flavors are intricately well balanced and provides an enjoyable heat experience. And I blame the agave nectar for not keeping the truff heat in check and adding to its stickiness that keeps the sauce active long after you finish your meal. Overall, Truff Hotter Sauce stays true to its luxury position and delivers a high-end heat with a unique taste that you can't find anywhere else. That being said, we got to give Truff Hotter Sauce a 5-flame rating. Don't play with the Truff Sauce. The Truff Sauce is not for play-play. And the moment you crack open the bottle, it's on. And speaking of on, here are just a few of my suggestions on where you should put Truff Hotter Sauce on. First, you already know, the lobster rolls are on and popping. Shrimp cocktail, a grilled cheese deluxe. I mean, don't just throw some Velveeta and some white bread. Get you some avocado, some Gouda cheese, maybe a few slices of Munster. Get a sourdough bread and set it off with this hot sauce. Chex Mix. I saw this on the Truff website and I thought, toss a little bit of that hot thickness on that Chex Mix. It might set the party off. You feel me? Last but not least, pizza is always going to be a win. And Mexican fare, I don't think on this one. I think if you want to go the egg rolls, the pot stickers, more of an Asian flavor, that's where the Truff Hotter Sauce, I believe, will really shine. So that's my deal. Truff's meticulous packaging and price tag makes it appropriate for special occasions, but don't wait for the occasion to be special to pour out a hearty drop of Truff. Instead, the flavor and overall experience of this truffle-laden sauce makes it great for any occasion. Birthdays, retirement parties, graduations. Maybe you didn't slap someone to sleep at work today. Celebrate! Your eyelashes stayed on and didn't come unglued all day. Celebrate! You got your COVID vaccine sticker. Celebrate! Fam, Truff may have the Oprah endorsement, but make no mistakes, Truff is for the streets. And that's my time. Truff Hotter Sauce has left the building, and I pray it makes its way to your pantry, fridge, or wherever you stash your hot sauce. If you've tried Truff, let me know what you think on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Plus, you can always visit getlostinthesauce.net and hit me up in the contact form. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, remember to choose happy, or else misery will choose itself for you. Choosing happy is like buying a pair of new forces. You can't change where you go and how you walk just to keep from creasing your forces. And you should never, ever crease your forces under any circumstances. Never give away your happiness or joy to circumstance. To choose happiness, to choose it, is to recognize that the choice is always there long after the circumstances subsided. And they will subside. Meanwhile, I encourage you to pray for a stranger and know that a stranger is praying for you. And he is me. I'm that stranger. Thank you for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And if you love it, please share it with your friends. All the foodies out there, the one who keeps the hot sauce in her purse or in his glove box, all the Instagram and TikTok chefs, anyone who is about that hot sauce life, or just looking for a fun new podcast, tell them to stop looking and get lost in the sauce. I thank you in advance, and I'll check you out next week.